The Gathering on Equilarium FM for inspired conversation and guidance to lighten and brighten your day. Claire Johnson has gatherings around her kitchen table with a group of interesting and vibrant guests who are professionals from all fields of the healing arts. Real people integrating spirituality into everyday reality. Laughter and joy are two of the main dishes served at her table. And now, here is your host, Claire Johnson, raising vibrations across the nations, inspiring you to become all that you can be.
Hello, and welcome to this, Show 6, our exciting show on Equilarium FM, our incredible new manifestation. Today, around my kitchen table, we've had a wonderful gathering, actually, with a lot of real holistic housewives. So today, I'd like to introduce my trusty co-hosts, Josephine Tyrrell.
Hello, Claire. Hello, everyone. It's lovely to be here on Show 6. I can't believe it.
I know. And Jill Orsman.
Hi, Claire. All very excited about Show 6 today. Lovely to be here. Hello to all the listeners.
Yep. Welcome, welcome. And also a special welcome to our guest, Anita Young, who is an intuitive energy healer and has the ability to sense energy blocks in people and places. And she happens to be one of our very favourite fellow global ambassadors to Equilarium. Welcome.
Thank you, Claire. Hi, listeners.
Hi, Anita.
Hello, Anita.
Today, around our kitchen table, we've had some really heavy conversations today, haven't we?
We have.
It's really been about integrating spirituality into everyday reality on a high level. Today, we are going to be discussing the sensational number 6, which is also known as the mother number. So how to go within and to find the answers by tapping into your own sixth sense, the subtle sacred wisdom that lies within us all, waiting to be embraced. The power and importance of the mighty sixth chakra, which is also known as the third eye, the centre of inner sight, insight and vision.
Absolutely.
So I think everybody around here has got their third eyes well and truly open. As far as number six, the planets that relate to number six are Venus and Uranus. And within the tarot card deck, it's the card of the lovers, which is lovely. And the colour is indigo purple. So the personal goal of the six personality, that's anybody whose numerology works out to be a number six, is to provide for others' well-being, to create security and harmony, to love and be loved. This number will give comfort and help when needed, always. They are motivated by a sense of duty to their fellow man and find great joy in serving others.
Now, girls, I think we've actually got a number six around our table today, haven't we?
Have we, Claire?
Yes, actually, as it happens, I'm a number six. Well identified, Josephine. it says the number six gives people the opportunity to develop a clear idea of the right and wrong and the consequences that link cause and effect. The personal goal of the six personality is to provide for others' well-being, to create security and harmony, and to love and be loved. So the six vibration represents truth, order, justice, and economy. Six people will have many opportunities in their life to learn their responsibilities and to give service to humanity.
I think that sounds a bit like you, Claire.
You're definitely a number six, Claire.
Yeah, so here comes Equilarium. What can we say? In service to humanity.
Absolutely.
As well as all those lovely number sixes, we've come across the sixth man to walk on the moon. Now, he was a very famous astronaut called Edgar Mitchell. And he was selected to be an astronaut in 1966, and on the 5th and 6th of February, he became the sixth person to walk on the moon.
Beautiful.
Now, why this is of such interest and consequence for us is because many astronauts say that the experience of going into space changes them forever. The fact that looking back at the Earth from space and seeing it as a planet in isolation, it shows its whole vulnerability. And it accentuates the divide between the physical and the mind that has been far too wide for too long. And Edgar Mitchell says that if we take a look at the universe, there may be more than one. Our view of it has changed remarkably over the last 50 years or so, with cosmology has changed radically, and we're just beginning to understand what's out there. It's quite a different picture.
Yes, absolutely. And I think he was saying that going to the moon was one thing, but coming back was a completely another scenario, where he found that on the way back, he actually went inside himself, the journey within, and that expanded his world from there on in.
Yeah.
The actual journey. So it's about listening to your intuition. And he was listening to his intuition then, wasn't he?
And going inwards to find the answers.
Absolutely.
I think you're right. He said that they thought the mission was to go to the moon, and then when they turned around to come back to the Earth, they found that the mission was more to get an overview perspective of the Earth, and to come back with that overview, which gets you out of your own ego self and into the whole connectedness of the planet and of all humanity. So that would be a major thing to do, to go to the moon, wouldn't it? Anyway, we can all take that overview now, and that's where consciousness has risen a lot over the last few years, so people can understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, and when he came back from the moon, it was then he had the idea to set up Earthrise at IONS, didn't he?
You know,
that beautiful global healing centre.
That we've only just come across recently.
Yes.
But he's actually a form of a precursor to Equilarium.
Absolutely.
So we're very excited to make contact with him.
And that's in Northern California too, isn't it?
It is, actually.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we've got a little reading you'd like to read just on the back of the astronomer.
Okay, this is a bit of writing that's come in. I received on the 22nd. So, if you'd like to close your eyes and just have a little meditation moment.
Not if you're driving.
No. Pull over into the hard shoulder, of course, and behave like a responsible, mature driver or citizen of the world. So, the echoes of ancient times and ancient civilizations reverberate across time, space, and everything. The essence of all of the oneness of all time, space, and universe, heaven and earth, and all mankind, since forever and beyond, is the source, most commonly known as God, of course. All is one. Reconnect to the oneness of everything, and you will find your way without fail. For pure love, abundance, health, prosperity, and joy are part of who you are, and vice versa. God, the Master Creator, created you all in His image, and in that there lies within a secret. Beauty and love are far more than skin deep. They are who you are, and so much more. You have been given the gift of free will so that you can decree from your heart and truly start to be creators of good that can and will collectively raise vibrations across the nations and positively change the future of your beautiful home planet Earth. Love thy neighbor. Expand the width of your own goals to include the collective heart and souls of all your fellow human beings. Call upon everything your heart needs to help you be the greatest you can be, to shine as brightly as you can, to be loved and loving, to be generous with your time and your support. Be patient and non-judgmental. Be inclusive and respectful. The universe and everything within it are there expressly at your beck and call to help create a harmonious high vibration state. 'Tis most definitely within the realm of possibilities that you can all live in peace and harmony and bring heaven down to earth. Believe it can be done. Decree it will be done. Then 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it will have come.
It's wonderful, Claire. Beautiful piece of writing.
It's exciting, isn't it?
But it's so important about going to get the answers, looking inside for the answers, isn't it? Finding that quiet space and time just to go within and find those answers, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, and the other, as it is show six, I felt it was important to mention 6 degrees of separation.
Yes.
Which we've all encountered in our lives, haven't we?
Definitely.
And, you know, for me, I get a sense that it's no longer 6 degrees anymore. It's almost being shortened down to two or three.
The new six?
And 6 degrees of separation is the idea that we actually can get to know every single person on the planet through six people.
That's how friend of a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
But I suppose the internet and everything else that goes with it, it's just made the world a very small place, yeah. hasn't it?
It's like shortcuts now.
Yeah.
I think Facebook demonstrates that perfectly. Don't you?
Yeah, you just do a link to someone else.
To someone else, and then you come across someone that you know.
Mm. Have you been sharing on Facebook?
I've definitely been sharing on Facebook, when time permits.
Yeah. So the idea of the sixth sense is that, you know, once we start to really work with that as part of one of our innate abilities, you know, we can create, you know, we're calling this the manifestation. So, you know, we do believe that this is exactly what we're going to create through working with that other level of ourselves, tuning into to the third eye and our guidance,
yeah,
aren't we?
Definitely. And how that's an innate part of who we are, and particularly who you are, Josephine.
Well, yes, I mean, I've been tuned into this energy all my life, really. I feel I was born that way, and I know my mother was very psychic. I'm very psychic, but I think we all are,
yeah,
within ourselves we are, and it's just about taking that time to go within and listening and trusting your intuition, yeah, isn't it? Trusting the answers.
That's a big thing, trust.
Yes.
I think that has to be built up over time when you just take little baby steps, because I don't think it's something that you can just jump from not listening into full listening. I think it's a journey.
Yeah.
Yes,
that you learn
absolutely
over time.
Absolutely. I think you're very right there, Anita.
Yeah, but it's a wonderful one to start. You know, if you start in very small steps, like, you know, saying, asking for a parking place, or, you know, putting out your requests, and seeing whether you feel it's right to go in a place, you know, you're invited to into a shop, or, you know, go with your instincts as to whether, oh, I don't know whether I do want to go in there. You know, follow them. Just start to do it, and you'll get stronger. Listen to that inner voice.
Mm, absolutely.
So after the break, we're going to be talking to Anita about the sixth sense. We're going to delve into it a bit more deeper, aren't we?
Fabulous.
Oh, exciting.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anita.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, mediumship messages and musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your hosts on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio.
IOM FM.
Hello and welcome back. So in this section, we're going to be talking a bit about how to develop your sixth sense if you weren't just born with it naturally like Josephine. Mm-hmm. The sixth sense, if you don't even know what it is, maybe. The sixth sense or subtle perception ability is our ability to perceive the subtle dimension or the unseen world of angels, ghosts, heaven, etc. It also includes our ability to understand the subtle cause and effect relationship behind many events, which is beyond the understanding of the intellect. Extrasensory perception, ESP as it's sometimes known, clairvoyance, premonition, intuition are synonymous with sixth sense or subtle perception ability. Through we perceive the gross or unseen world, seen world, through five physical senses, i.e. smell, taste, sight, touch and sound, our mind, our feelings and our intellect, decision-making capacity. When it comes to the unseen world or the subtle world, we perceive it through the five subtle senses and the subtle mind and the subtle intellect. This is what is known as our sixth sense. When the sixth sense is developed or activated, it helps us to experience the subtle world or subtle dimension. This experience of the subtle world is also known as a spiritual experience. So when I keep saying it's subtle, 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 for me, what's a surprise is that you think you're going to hear something. I just thought I would hear guidance, that I would hear it like a voice or someone telling you, turn left, wear a red dress on Tuesday, something like that. You know, you're hearing some guidance. But for me, that's not what it is at all. I don't hear anything. I get a sense of knowing from the inside. So it's just a gut feeling. So my idea to develop it is to just stop listening for a voice and go in, deeper in, past your ears to the inner knowing, where in the pit of your stomach you feel something, or that flutter in your heart. You know, you feel it in a different sensory way than your external senses. It's not like listening to the real world. It's an inner thing. So I don't know, Anita, how do you feel about
that? Yeah, well, you know, I'm such a great advocate of silence.
Yes.
And that's really come about in this last year or so, that to enter the silence, then your inner wisdom can be heard. Without fail. Because in our daily lives, we go about them and it's all busy and we get our intuition. It's amazing. We get guidance all the time. But we diss it or we ignore it. And so the mind overrides it in that split second and then it doesn't really come back. So in the silence, if you just take time out every day, even if it's a walk in nature, sitting, breathing, whatever it is that you love to do, your sixth sense will just arise, and then knowing will arise, and therefore your inner power will arise, and therefore you're more in your power then, and your life unfolds with ease and joy. So the more we listen, the more we follow, the more ease and joy we have in our lives.
And that can only be a really good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I just say, for me, because I'm being a very visual person, my guidance comes through very strange different ways. I get it through car number plates, the side of lorries and vans, and advertising hoardings in the street, anything visual. It's I can't explain it to people, but actually I think we had a conversation, Anita, didn't we? And actually you've admitted you get the same.
Yeah, I've had that for years, probably 3 or 4 years, and now this sixth sense, I'm able to now sense energy, which I never could before, and this has only come about in the last few months, maybe, as profoundly as it is, so that somebody's talking about somebody and I can feel the energy of the somebody they're talking about, and it's wow. Okay, so be careful what you speak, ladies and gentlemen, because that is an energy that we're putting forth into this world. Yeah, be careful what we think, be careful what we speak, because even though we can't see the vibration, it's there. Makes sense, doesn't it?
That does make sense.
Yeah.
Not sixth sense.
Yeah, it makes sixth sense.
We've had that to our fives, can't we?
Absolutely.
But you've had an amazing journey, Anita, you know.
Oh, wow. You know. So the story I wanted to share today was very recently how quickly your life can change, because I just sat down, went within, because the whole subject is about going within, to listen, and I just sent a prayer up and I just said, okay, what is God's vision for my life? What is my higher self's vision for my life? And all I saw, and I don't see very much, I normally feel, I don't normally see, but I saw myself standing in a centre. It was a holistic healing centre abroad. That's all I knew and that's all I saw. I was in the doorway of this centre. And being a healer, I wasn't healing anybody. I actually wasn't doing anything. I was just standing there. And so I thought, oh, lovely. That's been my dream and my desire and my inner knowing for at least 10 years that I'm going to be in a healing centre abroad. I've just known it. And it's probably I'm just waiting for the kids to grow up. Mm-hmm. So then 2 weeks later, less than 2 weeks later, I bump into Claire at a holistic show where she tells me about Equilarium. And I think I cried. Didn't I, Claire?
You do.
Because it was the recognition of, oh my gosh, so this inner knowing is finally coming to fruition.
Yeah. You just said, but I think I'm supposed to be doing this. This is my calling, which was amazing. Because as you said, you know it when you feel it.
Yeah. And you know it like you know it like you know it. And it tied in so beautifully with that vision. And what also tied in was you mentioned there's going to be intuitives, didn't you? Because I wasn't healing in this centre, which...
Yeah, that's an aspect I haven't even shared with the listeners yet. But when you come to Equilarium, you're going to be appointed an intuitive. So we call you a Nita Meter Greeter because you are going to be the head of the intuitives. So when you arrive at Equilarium, you're presented with an intuitive who's going to guide you through your stay there, whether it's a day, an afternoon, or a week, or however long it's going to be, to guide you to what would establish your equilibrium to the higher vibrations in the best possible way. So you might suggest that you go and do a class in yoga, or that you go and have a lomi-lomi massage, or that you go and have some acupuncture, or whatever it's going to be, that your intuitive guide can help you. And then you can go and have, because there's going to be counsellors and things there as well, you can go and have a session, and then you get to meet up with your intuitive guide later during your stay, and you get to have an hour of time where you can reflect with them and say, how was that for you? What came up for you? And then you can discuss it with somebody who's intuitively connected to source. And so when I said this, you just went, oh my God, I think that is my role. And you are. So you are a fabulous global ambassador to Equilarium. You are Anita Meter Greeter.
I am Anita Meter Greeter. You heard it here, folks, first of all. So I just so connected, and life has just changed from that point on. And this is how fast life can change. Once you get into your flow, into intuition, wow, it just all unfolds magnificently, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Every single week, something new happens, something more. So it's brilliant.
An Equilarium clearance, this global healing centre.
It is. It's a total global healing centre. I mean, this is a message that's wanted to come. As I said, it started 17 years ago, but it's been gaining and gaining in momentum because it's what is called for. It's what is need in the planet. I mean, we know that we are one united nation of human beings. It doesn't...
You
know,
and we've just had the new Earth flag, haven't we?
We have. Incredible. A beautiful new Earth flag. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, Josie's come across
it. Wonderful new Earth flag.
It's all about the heart, isn't it? It's all about the heart.
And what's the symbol on the Earth flag?
It's beautiful. It's all circles and it looks like the flower of life.
There you go.
Absolutely beautiful.
Planting the seeds on show one.
Like a cobalt blue background. And I'm so sorry, I've forgotten who it was that's actually designed the flag. We will look it up and we'll see in the next.
But yes, so section. As we're one nation, as you say, we're one planet, we're one global.
We're one heart.
We are one heart.
We are one heart.
Yeah.
And it's through the heart that the healing will come.
Yeah.
And so, the whole of humanity.
Yeah, and this is where Equilarium really wants to be born to the world.
In California?
In California, as I said, that's where it wants to be coming. Yes. So it's very important that we get that started.
Which is nice as well, because there's been all this fear-mongering at the moment about possible earthquakes and things.
Yeah, massive fun. And absolutely true.
And, you know, going back to Edgar Mitchell, the astronaut, he started Earthrise Ions, and that's in California. So that's really like a precursor to what Equilarium is going to be. And... But I think it's about listening to your intuition and going within and thinking, well, let's not buy into all the fear. Let's look and see, actually, this could just be like a mass awakening if you listen to your inner guides, you know.
Yes.
And you do that within your work, Anita, don't you?
Yeah, and listen to the intuition of your heart. Let your heart, because I did a meditation retreat with Sandy Newbiggins in the new year, and the best year of your life, wow. And so he said, what's your heart's highest hope for your life? So nothing from the mind, it's what's your heart's highest hope, because your heart has the wisdom in it. Your heart has your intuition to lead you to a life of love that you've been born to live. So listen to your heart's highest hope. Ask your heart, what's my heart's highest hope? It might be different from something that you, or a path that you're walking right now. But the heart's highest hope will lead you to your joy, your bliss, your abundance, your everything.
And Anita, tell us, you know, your story. How did you get into all your healing?
Oh, I've known I was here for a purpose. I've always known I was here for a purpose. And my mum said when I was young, you just wanted everybody to be happy. And then through a series of circumstances, actually, I was walking along a beach in Australia. I was North Queensland sales manager of an island in the Great Barrier Reef. I had manifested my dream life at age 19, but I wasn't happy on the inside. Honestly, I was a catwalk bikini model out there. But I remember walking along the beach one morning and thought, I'm not happy. I've got all of this outside of me, but inside I don't feel happy. Where does my happiness lie? So that brought me home to the UK and to a search within. And bang, everything's come from there.
Wow, so, yeah. That's
so that does show you that what we think is that what we're looking for outside of ourselves is not necessarily what's going to bring us
that
greatest joy.
When you have all of that glamour on the outside. Mm-hmm. No wonder you're the beautiful crone that you are.
Absolutely.
Yes, amazing.
There we go.
So, yeah. Oh, we're going to have such fun playing Game of Crones.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And healing the heart of the nations whilst we do so.
Yes.
Because you said that was your call. You felt that this was the call you had.
So I've always known I was here for a purpose, always, always, always. And then during my healing career, if you like, one time I had, and I was only in my 20s, to heal the nation. These words came, to heal the nation, to heal the nation. I thought, how am I going to do that? and then later on, it's heal the sacred heart of humanity. That was very recent, Claire, where this beautiful Claire, I was renting a house. Claire came to visit. I was doing a clearing treatment on you. And she said, we used to live here, Anita, together. So that's another story for another time. But how things just come back in the circle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That continuation.
Equilarium is a universal project. After the break, Claire's going to be declaring something to the nations. So we look forward to listening.
Clear to clear.
To what you've got to tell us, Claire.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
So, Claire declaring, my goodness gracious me. Claire, your guide, I've known you for many, many years, and I was definitely guided to meet you, Claire.
Yeah, absolutely.
The whole way we came about to meet was definitely very much listening to our intuition, and we got to, with that instant knowing with each other, that we've travelled many lifetimes, yes. Haven't we? But you guide, so I've known you all these years, and you guide with all this beautiful writing that you get. You lovingly refer to him as Twitchy, but today you have a special announcement, because today we're here in support of you actually announcing who your guide really is and where this guidance comes from.
How did that come about, Josephine? What dream did you have, or when were you woken up?
Well, it's actually, I was woken up in the night just to say, you know, it's time that your guide, Toth, wants to come through. And we were actually going to do this last week.
And I backed out.
But it's understandable, because here we are, we're having this life where, yes, we're the holistic housewives, but we're businesswomen, we're mothers, we play all these different roles. And so you have to keep this professional head on.
Absolutely,
to some degree.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, some of our conversations, you know, we couldn't possibly have in the professional world.
No, most definitely.
We might be committed.
Yes. True. It's true.
Yeah, because if you come from intuition, it's the opposite to coming from intellect and reason.
Yes.
And so the whole battle that's been going on with me, I mean, for a long time, but particularly over the last couple of weeks where you suggested this, was that I have to overcome my ego self, which wants to keep me small, wants to keep me safe, which wants to keep me protected, wants to keep me as a mummy. Keeps me in my safe place. And so I have to take a deep breath, and this is my public declaration, because I received this on the 25th. And they're actually making me stand up to announce this. I can't believe this, but here we go.
Get grounded in your feet, girl.
Yes. Know like you know like you know, for I have told you so, and so be it. You are me, and we are we. Now open your hearts and minds to all that there is to see. The connectedness of everything. The continuation of creation. I have been on Earth many, many times and have more of an understanding of the planet and the laws that govern here, as well as what it is in the hearts and minds of all mankind, than any being that has ever been. For I am the mighty Toth of all time. I am he who has passed down the wisdom and guidance for humanity since the very beginning of life on planet Earth. My words have been written and read, transcribed and inscribed since time immemorial. For the written word was a creation of mine and continues to be a source of great pleasure and importance of thine. Now the time has come again for the people of the world to sit up and take notice of my every written word. I have been imparting my knowledge, guidance, and pure love from above with you as a private and personal thing for quite some time, so that you and those around you may benefit and appreciate the wisdom and direction of my heartfelt wishes for the survival of you all as a species, and Mother Earth as the beautiful, abundant, glorious home planet that she is. Now, however, 'tis time indeed to stand up and declare that you and me are we, and we have been walking since the beginning of time. Toth the Mighty, the creator of language, rhythm, and rhyme. 'Tis time, veritably time indeed, for 'tis the time when the world is most in need of strong, positive input, which I and we can provide with love. 'Tis not a question of ego, for this is beyond the expression or comprehension of the limited mind. This is a huge thing to accept and to divulge for you, for you are not given to over self-promotion or assertiveness, but for my words and wisdom to be heard and received with the power and respect that they need, so that people will resonate with them properly, so that they will know like they know like they know. 'Tis time to embrace the fact with a smile upon your face, not the frown upon your crown, that my words be the truth that must be heard, my guidance that should be followed, and my love that should be felt and embraced. For my wisdom and overview of the world has to be believed and agreed upon, since I have been supplying humanity and working to sustain the continued health of the planet since the beginning of time itself. I am back here now upon the earth with a body and a heart and mind of my own, knowing what it is to live in the world once again, to be filled with joie de vivre and also anxiety. This time around, I have a mighty plan for you all to actualize, to take practical steps to help yourselves and all mankind. To shine, 'tis time for the crone me to own the full entirety of me. For we have been one since life begun and have walked our talk on many occasions in many nations. Actions speak louder than words, 'tis true. So when you get Equilarium started and you can begin to see the practical science and wisdom of my plan, you will see that you are me, and together we are a winning team who can help raise the vibrations to such a degree that the world will make a safe and certain shift into the new reality, the new paradigm. With crystal grids of the planet activated and the positive people power generated, mighty miracles can occur. Poles may shift and the land itself may shake and even reshape, but with my guidance and plans in action, life will continue and the planet will survive, evolve and thrive.
Wow, amazing, Claire. And perhaps in light of all this talk of earthquakes in California, it's exactly the message that we need to hear, that there's this wonderful guidance that you're getting that is here to heal.
For me, that was so heart-based. My heart, the love in my heart was just incredible. And it is time for Equilarium to be taken as seriously as a project that will be, that is ordained to be, and will come to pass. And that's what we're all here for. Yeah. You've always had that calling, haven't you, Josephine?
No, you absolutely had that calling, just like you, Anita. I've known all my life I was here for a very special purpose, to promote peace in the world, to help heal the planet, and that's why out of the strangest circumstances we've all come together as a force to bring Equilarium to fruition, and that's but we are also asking for everyone's help, aren't we, Anita?
Yes, I think the seeds have been planted, and those of you that resonate, because we're giving a lot of information between each weekly show, a lot goes on behind the scenes. And we've been given information that the beneficiaries, the what do you call them, Josephine? The people with the money?
Oh, the well, we're looking investors. For seed capital.
Yes, seed the capital. Seed investors. They already know. They already know who they are. And so we're asking them to heed the call and get in touch, because now is the time. So the seed investors already know. They have that information inside of them, like that sixth sense, the intuition. They know they're to be a part of this. You'll feel it inside. So if it's you and you resonate, please get in touch. Which via the website? How do we get in touch?
We've got a Facebook page.
Facebook page, Equilarium FM.
Yep, and we've got my website, which is on the end of the page on Om Times.
Yeah.
Or www.clairejohnson.eu. We're formulating our Equilarium website as we speak, but it's not quite arrived yet in the 3D world, but it's coming soon. And yes, you're absolutely right, because I've, ever since I was born, I knew I had this sense of purpose to come and do something bigger. So, yeah. Okay, I trained as a fashionista, which was fun for a while. But it's more than clothing the world in beautiful outfits. I mean, that's great fun. But this is the higher calling, and it's time to stand in that strength now, because it's what is needed. And the doors are opening and people are coming towards us.
And it's, you called the gathering on show one, Claire, you called the gathering, and that is exactly what we're doing. And you're part in it all, Jill. You know, you've been amazing too, you know.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah, so it definitely does, I've got a big calling to this. I mean, I knew that when I first met Claire in 2009, and as it's all unfolded, you know, with to do with our projects that we all want to get off the ground, you know, just coming together on the major project is the right thing to do now, because when you create the major project, the smaller projects will be able to manifest much easier from the bigger project.
But the whole idea of Equilarium, it's not just a holistic healing centre, it's actually a healing centre globally that's going to put earth acupuncture into the planet, isn't it, and heal the earth.
Yeah.
Can you explain all about
and
that?
And do a shift in the actual vibrations of the planet. Because there's a whole thing about the thoughts that you have, they're a vibration, like you were saying earlier.
I can feel people's thoughts now. It is real. Your thoughts are as real as you can see your fingers on your hand.
Yeah,
they have a vibration.
Yeah, the whole sixth sense thing is that once you start to understand vibrations and the difference of them, we are emitting vibrations all the time as you're walking around, you're thinking. Mm. You know, what you're saying, very much so. Mm. And so we need to be able to change that and get an understanding of your own vibrations. So not only in the centre and in your body, but in your mind. So today is about your sixth sense. And it's just like, well, listen to what you think that your vibrations are that you're giving out. If you're giving out horrible thoughts, you're looking at people at the bus stop and you're judging them and being harsh, stop yourself. You know, rein your thoughts back in. You know, we need to give out good vibrations into the world.
And that's where, you know, all this fear-mongering, going on with California, it's really important that we transcend that and say this actually could be a mass awakening call.
Because you're either in a vibration of love or fear.
Yes.
And so when you find yourself in a fear vibration, just choose and make a choice with the breath to come back to love.
Yeah.
Yeah, raising vibrations.
Absolutely. And after the break, you're going to be just looking at another piece of writing you got relating to...
Yeah, to a really good girlfriend of mine.
Who relates to an earthquake.
Yeah, who lives in California.
I think it's really important to actually
air
this.
It's a sixth sense story.
Absolutely. Yes. Because, you know, that will give people peace that they need to find through this situation.
Choose peace. Come from love.
With Om Clarence Radio, IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
also, Claire, well done for basically standing in your complete truth.
Yeah, thank
the
you.
Truth, and just because it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, has actually.
And Toth really wanted to be seen.
52 years, actually.
Oh, well, that's quite a long time, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes,
it's a nice gestation period. Yes, indeed.
So nice old Toth crone.
Yes, you're really owning the crone here.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's really been a lot in the news recently is all about the earthquakes that have been going on. I mean, really, since we've been doing these shows, it's been, you know, we had the Nepal earthquake. And
we had a mini quake here, didn't we?
We did have a mini quake in England as well. Mm. But also, you know, we're very aware of what's happening on the West Coast right now.
But talking about Toth's teachings and earthquakes, you had an amazing piece years ago when there was another earthquake in California,
yeah,
didn't you?
And that was to do with a sixth sense of one of my really good girlfriends. So she has lived in California for a very long time, and she phoned me one day and said that she had this inexplicable feeling that there was going to be an earthquake.
Gosh.
A sixth sense.
Sixth sense feeling.
Yeah, a sixth sense in 1992, and that she wasn't, you know, given to having these feelings, but she suddenly had this very, very strong feeling that there was going to be an earthquake. So she phoned me and she said, look, I know you don't normally ask Twitchy anything, but please, can you ask Twitchy, is there going to be an earthquake and will I be okay? So I thought, wow, okay. So I sat and pondered that as a question in my mind, which I don't normally do. I normally just connect and work as a scribe and literally, like, I write down dictation of what I'm given.
But Tony's a very logical person, isn't she? She's not one usually for asking questions.
Oh, absolutely
like
not. She's very, you know, capable, competent, you know, wonderful, wonderful fellow crone now, but this was a long, long time ago, but very successful, very professional. So for her to get this feeling, as you say, was out of the blue. So like you're saying, it's that trust in your intuition. Mm-hmm. She suddenly got it. So I sat and asked Twitchy, you know, is there going to be an earthquake in California? Is Tony going to be okay? And this is the piece I got. You have not questioned me before in such a way, and I know your request is a truly heartfelt one. Yet problems in the world are not for me to prophesize. What will be, and cannot be avoided in its course. But that great changes will happen and the world be reshapen in all aspects will surely come to pass. What may cause these changes and shake the world and its people into the realization that their beliefs and values are not totally truths depends on the magnitude of vibrations the entire planet emits. If the strongest notes are of discord and discontent, anger, hate and pain, aggressive vibrations may cause explosive reactions and result in the literal destruction of the planet. Maybe, with the first crumblings of the land in which the crumbling societies inhabit, will be enough for the people to realize they are responsible for the destruction of the planet beneath the surface as well as above it. Perhaps, then too, they will see and believe that to change discord to harmony, hate to love, and war to peace is the only way to pacify the aggression and to stop emitting self-destructive, violent vibrations. It is imperative you spread these words as far and as fast as you can, for without great change of tune, if not now, then someday soon, massive devastation will occur, not just within each nation, but across and in all lands. People can change, but know not how extremely important and necessary it is to ensure the survival of the planet as a green and pleasant land, to understand their role in things and their responsibility and attitude in its reflection as cause and effect will help positive people power. The eruption of wars and the erratic changes in world weather patterns, massive famines and droughts, floods and storms, hurricanes and earthquakes, must surely serve you well as indications that the world at present is supersaturated with bad vibrations. It doesn't mean that humanity cannot return to harmony. and peace return to the land. Just that positive action has to be taken by a magnitude of minds, bodies and souls, to love and laugh and sing and fill the world with good vibrations.
It's wonderful. And when was that written, Claire?
That
when
was the 24th of August, 1992.
And what happened thereafter?
Literally, 3 or 4 days later. Well, Tony phoned back and I read her the writing. And we discussed it, and we decided that it meant that there probably was going to be an earthquake, that it probably wasn't going to be too bad, but we thought that there probably was. So she went ahead and took out earthquake insurance, and she'd lived in California for years without it.
Gosh.
So she took out the earthquake insurance, and 3 or 4 days later, sure enough, that major earthquake hit where the great freeways were, you know, collapsed, and yes. It was a really bad one. And in fact, she had a large antique mirror in her bedroom that crashed down across her bed and lacerated her ankle. So she had really serious injury and had to go and have reconstructive surgery.
Oh, my goodness.
But she was covered because she had earthquake insurance. And the insurance company, when she made her claim, they said they couldn't believe that she'd only taken it out 4 days before.
Talk about listening to your intuition.
Sixth sense, absolutely. Yeah. So she was completely right. So sometimes it can really serve you well to do that. But the bigger lesson is, with that piece of writing, is that we have to take responsibility. Like you were saying earlier on, Anita, you're thinking.
I heard a story also that the tsunami, all the animals felt it and went to higher ground. Mm. The human beings filmed the big wave coming in.
Absolutely.
So as a species, we've got out of tune with our sixth sense, and now it's time to get back in tune, because it makes our lives easier. Yeah,
it's all about resonating from the heart, though. When you go within and get the information, it's actually about, you know, emitting 5 to 8 frequency of the heart. You know, it's all about love, the love vibration.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
I mean, going for a walk in nature. I think you mentioned, Josephine, that nature vibrates at the 5 to 8 frequency, which is why we all love going to the beach, being by the water, going for a walk in nature, and that'll just help your vibration. Yeah,
restore that lovely heart.
Yeah,
energy.
And that's what the planet is calling for, isn't it? It's about, you know, everyone thinking peaceful thoughts,
love thy neighbour. Yes. Don't judge them and hate them and diss them and you know,
and
they're
yourself.
You. Yeah, they're
love
you
yourself.
With a different name. They're you in a different body.
But you've got a beautiful poem as well, Anita, and it's all about going inside.
Yeah,
because
you're
a wonderful healer.
I wrote a lot of poetry. I did a workshop at my yoga center, and it was called Finding True Self. And then after this workshop, it was a weekend of yelling and all sorts of things. After this workshop, I had no thoughts for 2 weeks.
Gosh.
And I'd wake up I was just filled with bliss. And I'd wake up at 3 o'clock or something in the morning, scribble something down, and then type it up later. So I've written my whole spiritual guidance straight after that experience. And so this is one of the poems. It all came out in poetry format.
Well, it's the whole portfolio, isn't it?
Yeah, it's available for free download on the website.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And what's your website called?
It's www.freeyourselfnow.co.uk. So I'd like to read one of my poems, and it's called Going Inside.
So shall I be quiet?
Yeah, so I'd just invite you to gently close your eyes and just take a breath. And just feel everything settling down. By going inside, you'll get an easier ride. Your inside will show you where you need to go and tell you what you need to know. So take a deep breath in and sigh, breathing out. You'll feel a relaxation come about. Keep your mind focused upon each breath and feel yourself coming to rest. Quietly ask, what do I need to know? Just relax and enjoy and let everything go. We all want harmony, love and peace. What limitation do you need to release? Your answers will come, maybe right there and then, or later through a chance encounter, a word spoken or written in pen. Start to take notice of what happens in your day. Guidance is there to show you the way. And when you truly start to become aware, you'll know that guidance always will be there.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Oh, that's
so apt, isn't it? It's so apt.
And I wrote this 3-4 years ago, this poetry.
Lovely.
So you gave me the idea of putting it into cards today, didn't you, Josephine?
I think I sat and looked through Anita's portfolio today and I'm absolutely blown away with it. It's so beautiful and it needs to be out there for people. You're saying it's on your free download, but I think it could be, you know, beautiful cards that people would love to use, just like your book of Toss Teaching Clear, One from the Heart. All these resources, it's just giving us that ability to connect within again and have those lovely peaceful vibrations that the earth is all needing. And
it starts with each individual raising your own vibration and finding ways to do that. And if you ask yourself, how do I raise my vibration, your answer will come. Because what's different, each person's different, so what's right for one person might not be right for the next, but that doesn't matter. Your truth is in you, your way is in you. You just need to ask. Mm-hmm. Ask and you shall receive.
Because there's no one else on the planet quite like you.
No.
Mm. Everybody's come, you know, with their own story, their own dance to dance, their own song to sing.
Their own vibration.
Their own vibration.
And their own purpose.
Yes.
Yeah. And I also believe that no matter how, you know, what difficult circumstances we're all going through, you know, if Nelson Mandela in prison can reframe his mind and think peaceful thoughts, you know, you hear those stories all the time. Mm-hmm. So connect with your sixth sense and just, you know.
And then connect with us on Facebook.
Yes, absolutely.
So find us on Facebook, Equilarium FM. You send us messages or likes, whatever you want to do. We'd love to hear from you. We encourage you all to go within and to raise the vibrations
across the nations.
On this, the manifestation.
On our manifestation.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Namaste.